This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, Shirley Horn, is the opposite of a belter. She has a small voice and an intimate style. There are performances in which every note and every pause seem perfect. We invited her to record a concert and conversation when she was in Philadelphia last June to perform at the Mellon PSFS Jazz Festival. Horn made her first record back in 1962. One of her first champions was Miles Davis. But in the late 60s, the 70s, and early 80s, Shirley Horn rarely performed outside Washington, D.C., where she's always lived. She stayed close to home to bring up her daughter. In 1988, she started recording for Verve Records, and that led to a comeback that has brought her international acclaim. Her latest album is Shirley Horn with Strings. Performing with her are the longtime members of her trio, bassist Charles Abels and drummer Steve Williams. Shirley Horn is, of course, at the piano. Here we go.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. Shoo-be-doo-bee. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses, to rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy. Us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and please don't worry. We're gonna fall in love. Safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Every time.
we lucky or what? That sounds great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. Shirley Horn singing, and at the piano, Charles Abels on bass, Steve Williams drums. Shirley Horn, I'm listening to you singing and playing piano and thinking, she almost became a classical pianist. Because you were a prodigy. You had a scholarship to Juilliard when you were young, which I think you never actually took.
No, my parents couldn't afford to. They couldn't afford it.
The scholarship didn't pay your living expenses, so you didn't
afford it.
Yeah. Now, is that why you didn't become a classical pianist?
I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't know if I would have gone into jazz anyway. But then Earl Garner came along and he influenced me.
Did he come along in person or on record?
No, on record. He had a hit record. It was called Penthouse Serenade. And I remembered that. I used to sit with the record player next to me on the piano, and it plays record over and over and over, and just copy him note for note. He used to drive my mother crazy, but he was like the beginning, you know.
Do you still play classical music? Do you keep up with that?
No, I'm ashamed. No. About 10 years ago, I threatened, you know, and said, I want to do a classical album. But it's laziness. That's pure and simple. It's just lazy.
Well, you've got your hands full. I mean,
right now, yeah.
Yeah. Shirley Horn, one of your first real champions was Miles Davis. And one of the last records that he made before he died was sitting in on one of your recent albums. He got in touch with you after your first record and asked you to sit in with him or to open for him at the Village Vanguard in New York.
No, he asked. I was in Virginia with my husband at my mother-in-law's table, eating all kind of good food and everything. And the phone rang, and I said, Miss Ollie, this is for you. I went to the phone and, Shirley Horn, I want you to come to New York. Some people I think you should meet. And I said to myself, I said, who is this? It's Miles Davis. And I thought it was a friend of mine, somebody making a joke with me. And I went back to the table because, you know, it's all kind of fried chicken and red-eyed gravy and buttermilk biscuits and, oh, boy. And I started thinking. I said, Shep, it's my husband. I said, I think I better go to New York. And I did. I called a friend of the family, met me, and we went to his house to let me know that he was serious. He had some young kids then, and they were singing, I mean, 4, 5, 6 like that. They were singing songs for my first record. So, yes, and I did meet some very important people with him.
Did he tell you what he responded to about your music?
He liked my use of space and my chords and the way my voice sings and the way I played and sang, you know. Well, the use of space, you know.
It's an interesting thing for him to respond to since he also used space.
Yes.
In his
yes.
playing, yeah. So did you remain close over the years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't see a lot of each other because he was very busy, you know, but toward the end we... In fact, just last year, we were doing the same concert here at the Academy of Music. And we had time here. We had time in France.
Yeah, where you shared the bill with him last year.
Yeah. And we were very close, spiritually. He was a great man. I miss him a lot. He's part of me is gone with him, you know.
Yeah. My guest is Shirley Horn. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. Shirley Horn is joining us at the piano. I got to get back to your childhood when you were playing classical music.
Mm-hmm.
What introduced you to classical music?
My grandmother told my mother to give me piano lessons because I couldn't stay away from that piano. You go to my grandmother's house, she had a parlor. You know, that's where company went, and it was always cold in there. And she had an old upright piano. And I wouldn't go out and play with the other kids. I would just go and sit on the... And I remember putting on a coat always, and she had a stool, you know, wound up and down. And my grandmother said, told my mother, give me lessons. And so I had lessons when I was 4. I couldn't read or write. Other kids would cry and what have you when they went to take the lessons, and I always look forward to it.
You mentioned it was cold in the parlor where your grandmother had the piano.
That's where company went, you know. But always it was closed. Those French doors were always closed. But I would go in there and they wouldn't bother me, and I'd stay in there always with a coat on. Right? And I'd pick at this piano, you know.
If you don't mind my mentioning this, in between songs you've been putting on gloves.
Yeah, my hands stay a little cold. I have a bit of a problem. Sometimes I play in gloves. In fact, I'll be playing in gloves at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you wear those like white sheer gloves to play in?
Yeah, these. Same ones.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. So it keeps the circulation better in your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Is your touch okay? When you're wearing the gloves?
Yeah.
So flexible you could pick up a dime, right? Remember
those
commercials?
Really. Yeah.
Those are for rubber gloves, yeah. Well, we have time for one more song.
Okay. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Make me feel blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen, might never be me, might never be cross. Or try to be boss, but they didn't do. But nobody else gave me a thrill. All your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be.
Shirley Horn recorded at the piano in the Fresh Air Studio in the summer of 1992. Her latest album is Shirley Horn with Strings. This is Fresh Air.